Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 10th. You'll be interested to know, 159 years ago, today in 1845, the United States Naval Academy was founded in Annapolis, Maryland, marking a moment of human achievement in education and leadership, a beacon of progress and aspiration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 36 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:07 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:52. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with temperatures reaching a high near 62 and a light southwest breeze at 2 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 44 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just before 8, with a high tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 67 and a light south wind of 3 to 7 miles per hour. Rain chances increase late Saturday night into Sunday, with showers likely on Sunday and a high near 62, and northeast winds 7 to 16 miles per hour becoming gusty up to 33 Sunday night. Columbus Day through Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with periods of rain, breezy northeast winds gusting into the mid-30s at times, highs around 60 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, zombies are back in Brockton. The popular series, The Walking Dead, Dead City, is set to film on Frederick Douglass Avenue today from approximately 6 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. This fall, Brockton has already served as a filming location for the show, transforming into Manhattan during previous shoots. Onlookers flocked to the set earlier this week, with some lucky fans even getting to hold the iconic zombie-killing barbed wire baseball bat. For fans eager to watch, Dead City will stream on AMC+ once the new episodes are released, while the first season is available on Netflix. Now on to sports. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Giants beat the Eagles in a stunning upset, 34-17. Jackson Dart was 17 for 25, with 195 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and no interceptions. Jalen Hurts was 24 for 33, with 283 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and one interception. The Giants are now 2-4, and the Eagles fall to 4-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 4-1 Lions in Kansas City to face the 2-3 Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 52.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tomorrow, number 7 Indiana is on the road against number 3 Oregon. Kickoff is at 3:30 Eastern on CBS. In local sports, this week we've got our 3-2 Pats in New Orleans facing the 1-4 Saints. The Pats are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. Kickoff is at 1 on CBS. And tomorrow at noon, the 1-4 BC Eagles are at home this week facing the 2-3 Clemson Tigers. Clemson is favored by 13.5, with the over-under set at 54.5. In top news, the United States has provided financial assistance to Argentina, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed. President Donald Trump acted to support an ally in Latin America, despite some dissatisfaction among his supporters. On Thursday, the Trump administration finalized a financial rescue, with Bessent revealing he directly purchased Argentine pesos in global currency markets. This move aims to relieve pressure on President Javier Milei, who has implemented drastic economic reforms. Along with this intervention, the United States has arranged a currency swap of $20 billion with Argentina's central bank. Economist Brad Setzer criticized the decision to buy pesos, noting Argentina's history of debt defaults. In business news, Elon Musk is quietly expanding in the Bay Area again, starting with his brain implant startup Neuralink. The company has leased a vacant building in South San Francisco, marking a fresh sign of Musk's renewed interest in the Bay Area tech scene. The property at 499 Fords Boulevard had been vacant since 2023, after Intervent Biosciences pulled out of its lease amid an industry downturn. Neuralink has developed a brain-computer interface designed to help people with paralysis control devices using their thoughts. Valued at more than $3 billion, the company began human trials last year, with 12 patients worldwide now having its implant. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to just over $121,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 6% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI did not expect Sora's copyright drama. When it released its new AI-generated video app, Sora, it included an opt-out policy for copyright holders. However, after a backlash over content, CEO Sam Altman announced a policy reversal to allow rights holders to decide how to proceed. Altman acknowledged that responses to the app were unexpectedly nuanced, with many wanting more control over their likenesses. Concerns over misinformation from hyper-realistic videos also surfaced, prompting discussions about the app's watermark. Despite initial challenges, Sora remains a top app on Apple's App Store, indicating strong demand. And in entertainment news, in Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, Sam Rockwell portrays a disheveled man from the future, sent back to save humanity from an impending artificial intelligence uprising. Dressed in a plastic raincoat and mismatched shoes, he embodies the chaotic energy of a Terry Gilliam character. His mission? To find unlikely heroes among the late-night crowd at a diner in Los Angeles. This irreverent film combines elements of time loops and video games, with Rockwell's character trying to break a cycle over numerous attempts. It challenges perceptions of reality while also critiquing our screen-obsessed society. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.